This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress joins us live in studio every Monday afternoon to talk politics and public issues. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon. Can I say on the record, I like thunderstorms?
Do you really? What do you like about thunderstorms?
They're exciting. They bring back to summer a little of the green that's missing, a little of the cool that's missing. They refresh the air for a little while.
I don't know about your lawn, but I got some brown spots on my lawn.
We need some rain.
Yeah.
Now, we got a little too much too fast, I think, but, we need rain.
We had the Sorensen Institute's high school leaders program was out yesterday tubing the James River, and they said it's just, there's practically no water in the river.
No, you don't want to hit the rocks. You don't want to hit the rocks when you're... We were out on the James Saturday for about 3 hours, and it was up at the new state park. It's now, I guess, 10 years old, up at James River State Park in Buckingham.
Oh, great.
Beautiful stretch of the James.
Wonderful, wonderful. So the big news this weekend, it was just announced that former Governor Jim Gilmore has bowed out of the presidential race.
He took himself out a few days before the second quarter money totals came in. And he had raised in the second quarter, that's the only quarter that he had been fully raising money officially as a candidate, that's April, May, and June, he raised about $211,000.
Well, ouch.
That's chump change for Hillary, chump change for Barack Obama, chump change for Rudy Giuliani or Mitt Romney. So he saw the wisdom of running for something else, perhaps.
Yeah. What do you think he's going to do?
I think he's setting himself up as a potential opponent for Tom Davis should Senator John Warner decide not to run next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But we would think that Warner would endorse Davis, wouldn't we? I mean, Warner and Gilmore really don't have a relationship.
They aren't really close, no. I would say that Warner would lean toward Davis at least.
Yeah. And if and when Warner says, hey, I'm not going to run again— when would we expect that to happen?
September. He's already said, I'm going to announce in September of 07 what I'm going to do in 08. And from the amount of money that he's raised, which is very, very, very small amount, it looks like he may just retire. It's too soon to tell for sure, and we'll know in September.
And Tom Davis, of course, we learned over the last few days, thanks to some blogging, has already bought the appropriate websites, davisforsenate.org.
Tom Davis has been running for this post for a little over a year.
Who is Tom Davis?
He's the 11th District Republican congressman from – he's also the husband of Jean Marie Devilites Davis, who is a prominent Northern Virginia Republican state senator.
And unfamiliar, I guess, to a lot of folks here in Central Virginia.
He's very well known in Northern Virginia, where he was chairman of the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors, but he is not very well known south of the Rappahannock.
Right. So Gilmore bows out. Does that? I would imagine that doesn't really affect the field at all since he's been polling at like zero. So it's not really going to have.
He's been given credit. He's been polling at 1-2%.
Sorry.
I mean, no, he never caught fire.
Why do you think that is? I mean,
I don't think a lot of people took him seriously. First of all, he himself said, I got into this thing too late. Well, that's absurd for a number of reasons. One, it shouldn't be too late to get in January of 07 for an 08 election. I mean, sure, we're front-loading all these primaries and these caucuses to a ridiculous level. All of the big ones are now moved up into late January, early February. I mean, that truly is ridiculous. There's no call. There's no need for both parties and the states to rush to the front and to have a nominee by February 5th who has to sit around for, 8 months, 9 months in campaign. As a nominee, I don't think that's the way our system was intended to be set up. So there, some fixing has to be done. But for Jim Gilmore to say he's too late getting in, and that's the reason he didn't raise enough money, and that's the reason he couldn't be competitive, Fred Thompson sort of puts the kibosh on that one.
Yeah, because he's not officially even in yet.
And he's
polling very well.
He's polling very well, probably better than he will after he gets in. Who knows?
We're talking with Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. He joins us every Monday afternoon to talk politics. And we invite you to join the discussion at 977-1070. Bob, your column in yesterday's edition of the Daily Progress took up, I just love the title, Fury at Fees Encourages Democrats. Again, the backlash against these abusive driver fees, we just haven't seen the last of it. Every week it seems to grow and grow.
It is still growing. People are still mad about these fees, these abusive driver fees. And one reason, the big reason they're mad is because they apply only to Virginia drivers. If you have a Virginia driver's license, it can get tacked on as an extra fee on top of any fine you pay for serious offenses. But if you're not a Virginia driver, they haven't figured out a way to enforce it, like on a New Jersey driver's license. So the New Jersey drivers can go 80 miles an hour and not get tagged with an extra little over $1,000 for reckless driving.
And but how is this encouraging the Democrats? How is this manifesting itself politically here in this very political election year?
Well, the Democrats don't have clean hands on this one at all, because the Democrats, most of them, almost all of them voted for it in the final compromise on transportation. And this was really only a small piece of the compromise. This is something that the General Assembly has been talking about for 3 years now. And to say, as Delegate Clay Athey has been saying, that this was a drafting error of some sort, that we didn't know what we were voting on defense is a pretty weak one.
That is – can you believe that? I saw that on Waldo's blog, Delegate Clay Athey of – where is he from?
Warren County.
Warren County. Where is that, Warren County?
It's up the valley.
Okay.
Toward Winchester.
Said that, you know, well, what did he say? I think clearly the overwhelming majority of delegates and senators never meant or expected it would apply to these lesser charges. There was obviously a drafting error. So he blames the Division of Legislative Services, who actually prints the bills, blames it all on them, like, well, they screwed up somehow.
Well, what Clay Athey is talking about is the inclusion in the fees of some smaller offenses that will really only give you smaller fees, like $300, $400 some dollars. And they're the ones that aren't the most serious driving fees. And to include those with the serious abusive driving fees, like reckless driving, which you can get for driving 80 miles an hour or 20 miles over the posted speed limit, they're now getting a lot of reaction from people saying, well, why are these smaller offenses included in this abusive driving legislation? And Clay Athey is saying, well, gee, we didn't know.
What a defense.
It doesn't hold.
It really is amazing. And so are we going to see this people thinking about abusive driver fees when they go to the polls in
November? Oh, who knows?
November?
I mean, you can't predict in the middle of July what's going to be a salient issue necessarily in October. But more than 60,000 Virginians have signed online petitions to get these things wiped out. And both parties are talking seriously about serious modifications, if not wiping out these abusive driver fees. I think the modifications will come for sure. Whether or not they go beyond that and wipe out some of the more serious ones or all of them, who knows?
We're talking with Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. And let's just remember where these things come from. They come from a powerful anti-tax faction that basically runs the House of Delegates, and they don't want to raise taxes.
Right.
So they do something like this, which
they figure they're sticking it to abusive drivers, who they say will be from 1% to 4% of Virginia drivers in any year who are tagged with some kind of violation. Well, that is a fairly small percentage, but the charges that are included under the fees are those that perhaps, you know, you can get 8 points on your license. It might take you a while, but you can get 8 points, and then these things kick in. Or if you get one reckless driving ticket. I mean, you know, you had Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling on in the last half hour talking about strict enforcement of the law. Can you imagine a Republican running around Virginia this year saying, let's have strict enforcement of the illegal abusive driver fee? Everybody who gets a reckless driving automatically pays $1,050 to the state. I'm campaigning on that. You know, it doesn't sound quite as – doesn't have the same political cachet.
I don't think we're going to see that happening, are we?
I don't think so.
And yet, that when they came out of the assembly session in February, they were like, hey, look, we did something about transportation.
They were touting these fees as a good way to pay for transportation projects. Now they're running away from them.
And both sides are running away from
them. Oh, yeah, both sides are, because both sides voted for them.
Right. And even the Speaker of the House of Delegates, Bill Howe, is saying, well, it was really about making the roads safer. And yet, if it's really about that, then it's not about funding transportation, because as the roads get safer, you have less fees being paid, less money going towards transportation. It's like they want to have it both ways, I guess.
Well, if 60% of the drivers on an interstate are Virginia drivers, and the other 40% are untouchable with the fees drivers that you can't touch from New Jersey and Maryland and Pennsylvania and New York, you know, and they're going 80 and they don't have to pay the extra $1,000. The Virginia driver doesn't like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. What else are you working on this week? What else is going on?
Actually, it's kind of an interesting week to watch as money rolls in. The Richmond Times-Dispatch is working on a story right now about the amount of money that Jim Gilmore raised in his presidential short-lived campaign that started in January and ended in the first half of July. Lots of candidates are out there, and all they're doing right now, aside from the occasional public appearance, is trying to raise money, because with 140 General Assembly seats on the ballot, candidates are going to raise a record amount of money for the legislature this year.
Right. What are you working on this week for any stories that are – you give us a little sneak preview of anything you're working on?
Well, something that's really nice that came along the pike was in 1932, the Virginia General Assembly passed a bill to authorize a statue of Meriwether Lewis to be placed in the old house chamber in the Capitol. And this money was never raised to build the bust, and the bust was never placed in the Capitol. But now there's a group – there are two groups, actually, that are out there raising money for Meriwether Lewis to have his bust placed, as the Assembly provided 73 years ago, 74 years ago, to have that bust placed in the old house chamber of the state Capitol.
Wow.
They need about $45,000.
That's opened up, right? The new Capitol building is opened up, right?
It's opened up, and it has leaks. So
you're kidding.
When this rain gets to Richmond, watch out. The new Capitol has leaks.
It's like the big dig in Boston. You know, they spend billions on it and it leaks.
Well, you know, there's...
what in the world? How could they have this major public project?
When you're restoring a 200-year-old building, sometimes you have problems.
But you would think they would at least fix the leaks. You know, you'd start there before you make anything nice inside. You make sure it doesn't leak.
Well, it's very nice inside, and I hope the leaks don't take away from that.
Yeah. Bob Gibson writes for the Charlottesville Daily Progress. You can read his work online and also in the paper. Bob, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.